Full of Temple PL, that's the Jordan Care. Today's date is 02/29/2024. Dictation is for Wade Kaser. Kaser spells K-A-S-E-R. Wade spells W-A-D-E. Date of birth is 05/27/1992. This is a 31-year-old gentleman. Here with hand pain, period. A patient stated that approximately 2 or 3 days ago, he was cooking and was exposed. His hand was exposed to some hot grease. I said he was seen at the local emergency room and treated for burns. Said he was discharged with Tylenol, with codeine, Bactrim, and advised to follow up today, period. Said his hand is much better. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Social history. He acknowledged occasional alcohol use, denies drugs or tobacco use. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, surgeries none. Next paragraph, family history none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Patient reports that he received a tetanus shot when he visited the emergency room, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 151 over 103. Pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, left hand. Bullae are present with localized erythema. He has full range of motion of all digits. Burns are present on the dorsal surface. Burns is not circumferential, period. Next paragraph. Sensation is normal. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve strips and is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal. Previous paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is partial thickness of burn, left hand. Assessment number 2, hand pain. Number 3, ER follow up period. Next paragraph, procedure, dressing was removed. Next line, site was baited in triple antibiotics. Care was taken not to disrupt the bullae / blisters. Next line, xeroform gauze was used to cover the area of burn, then secure with a soft wrap. Patient tolerated procedure well. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was strongly encouraged to continue antibiotics and pain medication, to return to the clinic if he's worse. He was educated on self-care at home. He says he should be able to do wound care at home on his own. He was strongly advised to come back to the ER if he starts to experience tingling, migrating redness, bleeding, or discharge. End of dictation.